But the first issue that New Zealand, the new national leader Todd Muller had to grapple with over the weekend was the Donald Trump Make America Great Again cap that he bought over from the US in 2016. Muller has a keen interest in US politics and is a collector of political memorabilia, and the cap, along with Hillary Clinton pins, a part of his collection, and it's divided opinion. One tweet is saying, if Todd Muller had a shrine to Trump, including the Make America Great Again hat as its centrepiece, I would at least understand the outrage. But he has memorabilia from both parties and from different elections. It's not reflective of endorsement. Another saying, these caps are used by the extreme racist right-wing groups to recruit the modern-day equivalent of the Confederate flag. Well, Muller doesn't endorse Trump's politics, but the cap will be staying and going to his new office in Parliament. With us is Associate Professor Grant Duncan from the School of People, Environment and Planning at Massey University, and he teaches in the politics program. Grant, welcome to the panel.
Good afternoon, Wallace.
Good afternoon. Quite the issue, is it not, Grant, to kick off for a fresh start for the party mired in a debate about this Trump hat?
That's true. Not a great way to kick off. A bit of a gaffe, you might say, although I noticed that the earliest showing of that photograph that I can find is dated September 2019, so it's been around for a while. But yes, not a great association, I'd have to say. And both of those tweets that you just read out there, I think, both have a fair point to make either side. And so it's one of those kind of freedom of expression issues that it's turned into. I think, however, from Mr. Muller's point of view, I doubt that many national supporters are going to be greatly fazed by this issue. I don't think they're going to take it out on him. But, however, National is looking to shift swing voters away from Labor, and any association with Trump, I think, is probably particularly off-putting for Liberal women voters in particular.
Do you think it was an oversight or a political miscalculation to display it? I mean, he could have said, "Well, yeah, it was a souvenir, and it's going to go in the garage. It's not coming with me to my new office." But he's actually decided to take it to his office, and these things do tend to come back and haunt people.
That's right. I would count this as a mistake. It's not something that I would do, I have to admit, I was actually given one of those caps myself as a joke, as a Secret Santa prize, so to speak. And I can assure you I've hidden it away. I would never display it in my office, so because it just gives the wrong message. And the trouble for Mr. Muller here is that it's put him on the back foot right at the beginning of his leadership of the National Party. I don't think it'll necessarily dog him all the way to the election, but it just wasn't a good judgment on his part. Generally, I would say that, we know that Donald Trump has very low levels of support in this country, and it's probably not smart to be associated with him in that way.
Yeah, but, and to the reshuffle, former outgoing senior National MP Amy Adams has been given a key role on the front bench, given the shadow portfolio of COVID-19 recovery. You've got Simon Bridges. He says he will stay as candidate for Tauranga. Paula Bennett keeps drug reform and women's portfolio, but loses social investment and social services. And then you've got Judith Collins picking up economic development, that should be interesting, and regional development. Any surprises here, Grant?
No great surprises, but I think what Mr. Muller is trying to do is to have a strong and experienced cabinet, and he seems to be setting that up fairly well, because quite a number of those names on his shadow cabinet lineup have previous cabinet experience. And it's interesting to see him bringing both Amy Adams and Judith Collins back up into the top ranks there. Interesting also, actually, that a number of his team sort of biting at his heels, so to speak, including Mickey Kay and Amy Adams, Judith Collins and so forth, actually probably have better name recognition at the moment than he does. But I guess that'll change as the campaign rolls out.
Associate Professor Grant Duncan from Massey University. Grant, thank you very much for your time. Well, this certainly was quite the divisive issue on social media, Olivia Esterhazy, around this Make America Great Again hat that Todd Muller had as part of his collection. What do you make of the issue?
Yeah, I very much agree with Grant. Bit of a faux pas to begin with, because it's so divisive, and especially now with what's happening with COVID in the US, and more so than ever before. But Wallace, I don't know if you remember the first time I came on the panel, we had Sainzo who wore that hat, which, you know, we were both sort of taken aback on to begin with, and then when we took a shot, he threw it onto you. And I posted that on social, and we actually got a bit of a beating, which I thought was fair enough at the time, for the hat to be on. So it's really divisive. People don't want to be associated in New Zealand with anything to do with Trump, really. So I think it's a big messaging problem for him, and one that he'll learn. I mean, we all make mistakes, but yeah, I'd be putting in that back cupboard, to be honest. I understand he loves politics, but throw it in the back cupboard.
Putting it in the cupboard. What do you think, Eli?
I mean, they're ugly hats, aren't they? Like, why would you put it in such prominent display? And then he's like, I've got a Hillary pin, but it's like, why is that tiny pin like hidden away while the hat is glaring bright red, bang in the middle of your shelf? And we, like, obviously working on, have you been paying attention? Like, we're trying to get images of Todd to use in the show, and there's not much available. Like, that spin-off story that photo was in is like one of the first things that comes up.
Do you both think that this hat symbolizes so much more? It is akin to, say, I don't know, showing support or putting up a Confederate flag. What do you think, Eli?
It's so hard to say this is what's happening to us right now, as opposed to a symbol from history. But I certainly feel when I see one in New Zealand in public, which is not often, but I'm scared of that person, because to me it is a symbol of hate. It's a symbol of exclusion. The things that hat stands for to me are like populist. Our country is the only country. Get out of here if you don't belong here. Yeah, I don't like it.
Final thoughts?
I completely agree. I completely agree with Eli. I think it's not a historic symbolism, but symbolism in itself is so important. And the fact that it does symbolize, you know, Trump and the leadership that he's given. And again, you know, close to 100,000 people dying in the US because of that failed leadership. You know, it's awful. I agree. I think it's ugly and it's divisive, and it's an awful symbol.